speaking to the assembled faculty at Montgomery after school one day last spring, at a cafeteria he had rarely, if ever, ventured into before, Bartolini detailed how the verbal abuse and pranks he endured could abruptly turn into a direct assault.
It was faggot, queer, stupid, you know, whatever. There was actually an incident at one point. I left class, and I never even saw it coming, but I woke up with blood on the floor and blood all over my face and never saw the guy, never saw anything. And it boggled me because eventually when they found out who did it, it was no one I'd even ever met. It was just someone that wanted to hit me because I was gay.
Bartolini was interviewed before the faculty group by Phyllis Rosenfield, founder of the local oral history program, Listening for a Change. She prefaced the conversation by emphasizing how identifying someone as other can lead to victimizing.
When we know our neighbors, we don't otherize one another. That's the basis of the bullying. When I can see other people not as someone who I share a common humanity, but who's other, it's easy for me to say, I don't really care, I don't feel their pain, I'm not going to pay attention to their needs.
As Rosenfeld continued her questioning, Bartolini explained that the fears and anxiety he experienced from the steady stream of insults and bullying weren't just hurtful and scarring, they overwhelmed any opportunity to gain an education.
I never heard anything the teacher said. I probably have an eighth grade education because I never heard anything. My last couple years, I cheated so I could graduate. Not that I'm proud of it, but I think teachers thought I was stupid because they would talk and I just didn't hear it. Because I was worried about, if I leave class, am I going to get hit? Will I even see it coming? Will I have a chance to run?
Returning to the high school campus more than 20 years after his 1987 graduation, Bartolini urged the faculty to be alert to students who were trying to be invisible.
Just look for those students that, why are their grades so awful? Why are they so quiet? Why do they seem unengaged or paralyzed? I came to speak to a group a couple months back, and I knew instantly when I saw this student sitting across from me that there was a problem. It was me from 25 years ago.
After hearing Bartolini's comments, the teachers gathered in small groups to reflect and talk about their reactions. Things are somewhat better today, said Montgomery Principal Lori Fong afterward, but it's still important to be alert to the students who try to hide their needs.
We have to look to the invisible. We have to see what we can't see. We have to notice. Why isn't that kid talking? Why isn't that kid participating? Why isn't that kid in a group? And that may speak volumes more than what the kid is doing.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.